مدینہ 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 تو کربلا، مدینہ 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 تو کربلا.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is reported to have said, زَيِّنُوا مَجَالِسَكُمْ بِالصَّلَاةِ عَلَيَّ. Decorate your gatherings, your mahafil, by reciting durood, salutations, salawat and salam upon me. Why? فَإِنَّ صَلَاتَكُمْ عَلَيَّ نُورٌ لَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Allah, Allah. Because indeed, the durood, the salutations, the salawat, the salam that you recite on me will be noor for you on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Sallu alal habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salatu wa salaman alayka ya sayyidi ya habibi ya rasulallah. Marhaba, khushamdeed, welcome to one and all to a new, brand new series in this new Islamic year. Alhamdulillah, we have once again, Madani Channel has brought to you a beautiful series by the name of Madina to Karbala. Allah, Allah, Allah. And we are in this blessed month of Muharramul Haram, the new Islamic year. And there are many, many, many virtues and many auspicious events related to this blessed month of Muharramul Haram. Alhamdulillah, these 10 days we will be having some beautiful episodes, some beautiful topics which will be discussed, some exciting topics, and I'm sure there will be many, many, many new points which the viewers and our listeners will get to know, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, in these beautiful episodes, we are once again fortunate, indeed very fortunate, I would say, to be blessed by, again, our respected Ustadi wa Ustadul Ulama, Shaykh al-Hadith wa Tafsir, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Mufti Abdul Nabi Hamidi, Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve him. And Alhamdulillah, Hazrat has once again taken out time from his very, very busy schedule, and he has once again blessed us for these 10 days. Inshallah, he will be sharing with us his beautiful words of wisdom on the various exciting topics we have. And Alhamdulillah, we do have some very, very exciting topics. As the days pass, you will see, you will learn about these beautiful topics. Let us first greet our respected honorable guest, Mutisab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Mutisab? How is your health?
Alhamdulillahi ala kulli hal.
Alhamdulillah, mashallah. Alhamdulillah, we are in this beautiful month of Muharram. And first of all, we all know it marks the beginning of the Islamic calendar. And as Muslims, we should follow the Islamic calendar. I mean, we find everyone celebrating and saying Happy New Year when the January starts, and you know, we'll do all sort of things for the non-Islamic calendar. But unfortunately, many of us don't even know the complete names of the months of the Islamic calendar. Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal, then Rabiul Akhir. And many of us don't know that, unfortunately. Yes, we know the famous ones. Maybe Ramadan we'll know. We'll know Shawwal because it's the season of Eid. We'll know Zulhijj. But unfortunately, we don't know the names of the Islamic calendars. As Muslims, we should pay attention to this category as well, means the names of the Islamic calendars, which events took place in the different months. In different months, there are many auspicious events, like as the month of Muharram now, a very auspicious event took place in this month, which we will be discussing, and I will discuss it later on. In the month of Rabiul Nur Sharif, Rabiul Awwal Sharif is the arrival of our beloved and blessed Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So we call it the month of Milad. Likewise, in Rabiul Akhir Sharif is, you know, the urs of Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani, very famously known as Ghawsi Azam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So we celebrate his urs. And likewise, in every month, there is something happening, whether it's an urs, whether it's an incident which took place in Islam, whether it's a battle of Islam, an event, anything. As Muslims, we should know of these various beautiful incidents which take place in the various months. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us all to learn and we should have the enthusiasm of learning about our deen of Islam. Yes, we learn about all the subjects in the world, but one point where we are very, very weak, that is the points and the knowledge of Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy on us, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to gain the proper Islamic knowledge. Alhamdulillah, in this month of Muharram, we all know a very, very important incident is marked in this month of Muharram, which is known as the incident of Karbala, or we would say the Battle of Karbala, a battle between the people of Sayyidina Sayyid al-Shuhada Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and obviously the army of Yazid. And it's very historical event which took place. On one side was the grandson of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. On the other side is the enemies of the Ahlul Bayt, the enemies of the Sahaba-i Kiram, the enemies of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yes, who were Muslims by name, and but unfortunately they chose to fight against the Ahlul Bayt and the beloved family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it is an event which I'm sure many of us must have heard about. If we don't know the detail of the event, we do know that yes, Karbala was an event which took place, a battle, and these are sort of things we must have heard many a times. But there are many other things which we need to know besides the Battle of Karbala. And today's topic will be one of the basic things which I feel it is very important for every Muslim to know about, and every Muslim should gain the knowledge about this specific topic. And what is that? Is in the Battle of Karbala, we all know the family of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sacrificed themselves, they sacrificed their wealth, their lives, their children and everything they had for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this sacrifice, what is the sacrifice? How many types of sacrifice are there? Who is a shaheed? What is shahadat? Are there different ranks of shahadat? And likewise, there are 1,000 questions which come in a person's mind when we discuss this topic of shahadat and a shaheed. And we call Sayyidina Imam Hussein radhiyallahu anhu Sayyidu Shuhada. So likewise, all these questions that what is Sayyidu Shuhada and all of these beautiful things, inshallah, we will be discussing in today's beautiful episode. So today's topic is regarding Shahadat, regarding the Shaheed, regarding martyrdom and regarding the martyrs in Islam. Alhamdulillah, a very beneficial topic. Everyone should listen very attentively. Unfortunately, many of us do think that we know what is Shaheed, we know what is Shahadat, we heard it since we are a child. But believe me, there will be many, many points which you will be listening to today, which in the end you will be thinking that yes, I didn't know this, and today is the first time I learned about this. So sit back, relax, and enjoy inshallah this beautiful topic. And we all know that when Qibla Mufti Sahib speaks, and his words of wisdom are immaculate, the way he explains the different topics, and these delicate topics, I would say, the way he explains it perfectly is something which indeed goes and makes a space in our heart, in our minds. Alhamdulillah, it has a very, very beautiful impact on our lives as well. So Alhamdulillah, it is a beautiful topic. I would invite one and all to please listen attentively and listen with the bottom of your heart, inshallah, azawajal. You will feel a sort of spirituality moving throughout your body, inshallah. Mufti Sahib, amongst the 1,000 and I would say many questions which we have in our mind, the first question, Shahadat is something which deals with the spiritual world. I would say it's something spiritual which happens. And Shahadat has been mentioned in the Holy Quran, in the various ahadith, many places, many excellences of a Shaheed as well. Regarding this Shahadat, can Mufti Sahib maybe elaborate more in Mufti Sahib's words?
We must keep in mind that human beings are divided into two categories.
Jee.
Muslim and non-Muslim.
Jee.
There cannot be anything in between.
Jee.
Person is Muslim.
Jee.
Or is not Muslim.
Okay. Jee.
And those who are not Muslims, they have many categories amongst themselves.
Jee, jee, jee.
Some are known as mushrik, some are known as murtad,
جی جی
مرتد از دا ورسٹ آف
اللہ
آل آف دیم
اللہ اکبر
ہو ٹیسٹڈ دا سویٹنس آف اسلام
جی جی
اینڈ دین لیفٹ دا دین آف اسلام
اللہ اللہ اللہ
اینڈ امنگس دا بلیورز دا مسلمز دا ہائیسٹ رینک از خاتم النبیین
سبحان
امام الانبیاء
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ جی
اور بلوڈ نبی سیدنا محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وآلہ وسلم
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ
اینڈ دین دا رسولز
جی جی
اینڈ دین آل انبیاء علیہم السلام
اوکے جی
دین صدیقس
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ
دین مارٹرز
اللہ
شہداء
جی جی جی
اینڈ دین صالحین دیر از اولیاء
اللہ اللہ جی سبحان اللہ
اینڈ دین دیر آر کیٹیگریز امنگس دا اولیاء اللہ
جی
لائک غوث
جی 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 جی
قطب
جی
ابدال اوتاد رجال ایٹسیٹرا
سبحان اللہ جی
سو دے آل ہیو دیر ڈفرنٹ
رینکس جی
دین دا علماء اسلام
جی
علماء دین دا اسکالرز آف اسلام
جی
دے آلسو ہیو ڈفرنٹ رینکس
سبحان اللہ سبحان اللہ
اینڈ دین کمز دا پائس مسلم دا پائس بلیور
جی جی
اینڈ دین اے سن فل بلیور
اللہ اللہ
دے آل آر بلیورز دے آل آر مسلمز
جی جی جی
اینڈ دا lowest rank amongst Muslims
جی
is the one who is known as gumrah
اللہ اکبر
او بد مذہب
right 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 جی
او deviant
جی جی
he is still a Muslim
right
providing that his gumrahi
جی
has not reached to the limit of kufr
okay okay جی
because if his gumrahi reaches to the limit of kufr then he is no more muslim
allah allah, allah.
So we talking about amongst muslims
ji ji
the lowest
rank
degree the lowest rank
ji
of a person is that person who has corrupt beliefs
right, right, right.
but did not reach to the limit of kufr
allah
nabi is that personality upon whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed wahi
subhanallah subhanallah
revelation
جی.
that's nabi
جی.
nobody can become nabi
جی.
by worshiping
جی جی
by putting hard work into the ibadat
right
Rather, Nabi is chosen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and with
Allah.
His blessings and fadl.
Jee, jee, jee.
He gives nubuwat to whomsoever
Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
He willed.
Subhanallah.
So this is how this system works.
Subhanallah.
But after our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there will be no nabi
subhanallah
because he is khatamul anbiya
ji ji subhanallah
he is the last and the seal right. of all the prophets alaihimus salam however it is very hard to become siddiq
allah allah
or to become wali is very hard
ji ji
to become shaheed
ji
is very hard and in this at the same time it's very easy
allah allah subhanallah subhanallah
it's easy because within few seconds minutes
ji ji
person can become shaheed
right right right, right.
and attain that station
ji subhanallah
and it's very hard because everyone loves his life
ji ji
and no one wants to die
right right subhanallah
and shahadat involves
death ji ji
for a great purpose
mm-hmm.
for the sake of Allah azza wa jal for the sake of deen for the sake of rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam
sallallahu alaihi wasallam
dignity the teachings of divine law, you know. So you give your life. It is very hard. A lot of people will run away. A lot of people will shy away. A lot of people will make, you know, excuses and not show up when the time is there to defend. So it's very few who have this quality that they will come up, defend, protect, and give life.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
So easy in the sense that it takes
few minutes.
Few minutes, and the person
is dead.
Has become shaheed, which is after Siddiqeen.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah.
Anbiya, Siddiqeen, Shuhada, and then Salihin.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
But hard because it's not everyone who can face these, you know, scary, dreadful circumstances. And then for the sake of truth, give your life.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. How beautifully Mufti Sahib explained the different categories, and not only, you know, the categories which are very elite. In fact, Mufti Sahib also discussed the categories which we sinful people also fall under. That yes, Muslims are divided into many categories. First is obviously the rank of Imamul Anbiya, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and then the Anbiya Ali, the Rusul, then the Anbiya Alayhi Musallam, and then Siddiqeen, then Shuhada, then Salihin. We make dua, may Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala include us amongst the servants of His beloveds. And if we are included amongst the servants of His beloved, that will be you know, our miraj, I would say, or if something very great for us, because we are sinners and we are disobedient people. Allahu Akbar. And very beautifully Mufti Sahib also mentioned that a shaheed, yes, it is something easy and something difficult, because it's something which happens in a few minutes, but very difficult, because every person loves his life. Allah, Allah, Allah. And indeed, because life is something which a person loves a lot. Life is something which is very dear to a person. And you always find that the first thing a person will try to protect is his life, is his own self. He says he loves his parents, he says he loves his children, but automatically he has the love for his life more than everything else. And that is why a person will always try his level best to first protect his life and then the others. Allah. And that is why my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he was explaining Iman, he defined it in such a way that none of you can become a complete believer until he loves me more than himself. Means your life is the most beloved thing to you, but Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam needs to be even more beloved to you than your own life. Then only your Iman will be complete. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So the life is something which is very beloved to every person, and that is why when a person sacrifices that life in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he gives his, you know, his one of his most valuable things in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants that person lots of reward. And how much reward that person receives from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something which we can never ever imagine. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in various ayat of the Holy Quran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks and he says that وَلَا تَقُولُوا لِمَنْ يُقْتَلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتِ, that do not say that those who have been slain, those that who have been killed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, do not say they are dead. بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ وَلَكِنْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ, rather they are alive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning that no, they are alive, but you do not know, you are unaware of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking of them being alive, then what a great rank these shuhada have in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Apparently it seems as if they are dead, they have left this world, they have been slain, they have been killed, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that no, they are alive. And likewise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentioned in a different place in the Holy Quran that بَلْ أَحْيَاءٌ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ يُرْزَقُونَ, that they are alive and they are even provided sustenance from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Which kind of sustenance? How much sustenance? This is, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. No, this is the rank of a martyr and a shaheed. Subhanallah. But Mufti Sahib, coming to Mufti Sahib, a question comes to mind that the Quran is speaking about a martyr, a shaheed. The hadith speak about a shaheed. Does it only mean a person who was, maybe he went for jihad and he was killed during the jihad, and he is a shaheed? Or are there different types of shaheed, different types of marches? Are there different categories which Muqtasar can elaborate on?
Ulama Ikram have worked out that there are three types of shaheeds.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah.
Shaheed haqiqi, shaheed fiqhi, and shaheed hukmi.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Person who is slain, who's killed in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, he is haqiqi shaheed.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
He is a real shaheed. And shaheed fiqhi is that person, he's sane, he has reached the age of puberty, that's baligh, he's Muslim, ghusl was not fard on him, he was not in the state of janabat, if it was a woman, she was not in the state of haid or nifas, and he's killed oppressingly,
Allah Allah,
by a weapon,
okay,
which is made to kill.
Okay, okay. Subhanallah.
It's manufactured
for killing.
To kill.
Ji.
So everyone knows, like for example, sword,
right?
Gun bullet.
Ji. Ji.
They are made to kill.
Ji.
And no mal or wealth became wajib upon the killer.
Okay, right.
After being injured, he did not take any worldly benefit or treatment.
Allah.
So he is shaheed fiqhi.
Subhanallah.
That the person who is shaheed fiqhi, namaz janaza will be performed on him,
okay,
but ghusl will not be given.
Right.
And with the blood that is on his body, he will be buried.
Okay, subhanallah.
And anything that is not from the category of kafan will be taken away. For example, if there's some kind of belt armor or sword or gun or whatever. That would be,
taken
away. And if his own clothes are not enough to cover him, so some then add extra some clothes.
Okay. Subhanallah, subhanallah.
So that is shaheed fiqhi.
Okay.
So not every shaheed, that hukum, you know, the shaheed should not be given ghusl and kafan, should be buried with the same clothes,
right.
stained with blood. So that hukm is for shaheed fiqhi, not for every shaheed.
Subhanallah. Ji, ji.
And shaheed hukmi is that person who's not killed oppressingly in the battlefield, but he will get the thawab of shaheed on the day of judgment.
Subhanallah.
It is mentioned in Hadith Mubarakah, our beloved Master Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, there are seven other people who are included amongst shuhada besides those who are being killed in the path of Allah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah.
Person who dies in pandemic.
Oh, subhanallah.
Ta'awun.
Ji.
So at Corona time, all those believers who died due to this sickness, we are hopeful that they will be granted
subhanallah
the station of shaheed.
Shaheed, subhanallah, subhanallah.
Person who dies by drowning in the water.
Subhanallah.
He drowned.
Allah.
So he is shaheed.
Ji.
Person who died with pneumonia.
Right.
He is shaheed. Person who dies with the sickness of stomach.
Okay. Ji.
Can be any type of sickness, but it relates to stomach. He is shaheed. The person who dies in fire, I mean he's burnt.
Okay.
He is shaheed. And the one who died because a building collapsed on him.
Okay. Okay.
So he came under
right.
that material and he died.
Ji.
and a woman who died while giving birth to a child. She's also shaheed.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
So these are three types of shuhada.
Ji.
Haqiqi.
Haqiqi. Fiqhi.
Fiqhi. And hukm.
Okay. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. What a beautiful explanation. And it was a bit technical. There were some explanations in between, but alhamdulillah, Mufti Sahib covered it beautifully. And he explained the different categories of shaheed. And I'm sure that majority of us, in fact, I would say all of us maybe, did not know this detail. We all must have been thinking that a shaheed is, you know, just a shaheed, and the hukum of that he will not be given ghusl refers to every shaheed. But no, Mufti Sahib explained beautifully that there are three categories. One is the haqiqi, and then the fiqhi, and then the hukmi shaheed. Subhanallah, subhanallah. At the same time, it is also words of consolence, or I would say condolence, for the viewers that many of us lost our beloved ones, our loved ones, in this time of corona. And yes, there was a global pandemic and everyone was worried, but it is a sort of soothness that alhamdulillah, if anyone lost his beloved believer who left this world because of this corona and this pandemic, then inshallah, we hope from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he will be given the sawab and the reward of a martyr and a shaheed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And likewise, beautiful words that a woman who passes away because, you know, at the time of childbirth, she is also included as a shaheed, a person who drowns, a person who is burnt, a person upon whom a building collapsed, you know, all of these things. And we keep on hearing about these incidents around us. Somebody drowned, someone's child drowned, someone came under a building, someone was burnt, and these kind of incidents happened. And look how beautiful the religion of Islam is, that Islam is giving them the rank and the sawab as a shaheed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We make dua. Every person has to leave this world one day or the other. We make dua. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us amongst those fortunate people who are given the reward and the rank of a shaheed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen, ameen, bijahi nabiyil ameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Previously, I did mention two beautiful excellences in the Holy Quran mentioned for the shuhada, that they are alive and they are given rizq from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they are immense, and many, many fadail and excellences mentioned in the various ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the sayings of the fuqaha, the ulama, and the people of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Holy Quran. Mutasab, regarding the shuhada, I just mentioned two excellences from the Holy Quran. If Mufti Sahib could maybe mention more fadail and excellences regarding the shaheed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Alhamdulillah, you quoted two ayat.
Ji.
One says that do not say
Ji.
Regarding shuhada that they are dead.
Allah.
So you are prohibited to say.
Ji.
And the other verse is that do not even imagine,
Allah, Allah, Allah.
Do not even think.
Allah, Allah.
So these are not words actually, these are thoughts.
Ji, ji.
So do not even think that they are dead.
Allah, Allah, Allah. Subhanallah, subhanallah.
So a believer can never doubt in this.
Ji, ji, ji.
This is our comprehension.
Ji.
That we are unable to comprehend the life of shuhada.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
So weakness lies
in us.
In us.
Ji. Ji.
That's where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, La tash'uru.
Ji. Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
You do not have the understanding, Allah. The sha'ur.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
So when you don't have the sha'ur to know the life of the martyrs, then accept that the martyrs are alive,
subhanallah.
But I'm unable to understand.
Allah, subhanallah, subhanallah.
So
subhanallah.
As a believer, you have no choice but to believe.
Ji.
Now, why is it said that, you know, you do not have the sha'ur, you don't understand?
Ji.
It's because according to our worldly standards. When person doesn't have movement, no blood flow, no pulse, no breathing, you know, medically he's declared as dead. What happened to Shaheed? He was slain, he was killed, he was martyred. Now we don't see that movement of life in him.
Right, right.
And on top of that, we read janaza on him. We dug a grave for him, we buried him. So now these are our standards to understand things, that person is no more. A person is dead, or he passed away, or he departed from this domain to another domain. You know, depend how you describe it. And his widow can marry after the iddat. She's allowed to marry. So all ahkam of dead person
are applied.
But we are told not even think about it.
Subhanallah.
That they are dead.
Subhanallah.
So this is what we believe, and we have to believe. As Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained the meaning of this verse. When people asked, you know, do not even think that that they are dead. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that the souls of martyrs are in the bodies of green birds.
Subhanallah.
And they live in the shining globes of Arsh.
Subhanallah.
Which are hanging all around. To beautify the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Subhanallah.
And they go to Jannat to wherever they desire to go, make sair and they visit.
Right.
And they eat fruits
subhanallah.
Or other bounties that are there in the Jannat, whatever they wish to eat. So this is mentioned in Hadith Mubarak. And there are several things which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam have said in different hadith. Like for example, before even the first drop of blood reaches the ground,
Allah.
That person is forgiven.
Subhanallah.
The shaheed is forgiven.
Subhanallah.
As soon as his ruh comes out, he is forgiven.
Subhanallah.
And he's shown his place in Jannah, that comes in front of his eyes, his palace, his house, he sees that.
Allah.
And imagine when that happens, who's going to feel the pain?
Allah.
And it's mentioned that he saved from the punishment of qabr.
Subhanallah.
So many of shuhada, their bodies also remain intact.
Preserved.
Yeah.
Subhanallah.
And he does not have fear of adab of Jahannam.
Allah.
Because that's removed from him.
Subhanallah.
And he's put a crown of izzat and respect and honor on his head, that there is nothing in this world that's more valuable than that crown.
Subhanallah.
It's pearls, it's diamonds, it's rubies, or other pearls. They are so unique that no wealth of dunya can buy that crown.
Subhanallah.
That will be given to
the shaheed.
Subhanallah. And he will be given 72 maidens of Jannat
Allah.
To make nikah with.
Subhanallah.
Those are beautiful with gorgeous eyes, and they will become his wives.
Subhanallah.
And also mentioned that he will take 70 people from his family to Jannat. He'll make shafa'at, he'll intercede on their behalf.
So many excellences indeed. Just listening to these excellences puts the desire in a person's heart that, you know, I also want to become a shaheed. I mean, who doesn't want all of these excellences? Taking 70 people with you and then getting the hur in Jannah, the maidens of Jannah, and saving us, being safe and protected from the punishment of the grave, safe from Jahannam, and so many blessings. Indeed, a person who is a shaheed, there is nothing to be worried about, no fear, no grief, nothing. Inshallah, 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 they will go to Jannah and they will take their beloved and their loved ones with them to Jannah, inshallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. So a question does come to mind that a person, you know, is being killed. Maybe a sword is going through his body or he's being shot, whatever the case is. So won't they feel the pain of that torture which is being done or that attack which was done on their body?
Yes, they do feel the pain.
Jee.
But that pain is very little.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
As Aqaid Alam Nuri Mujassam sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, Ash-shaheedu la yajidu alam al-qatli.
Allah, Allah, Allah. Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Illa kama yajidu ahadukum alam al-qarsati.
Allah, subhanallah, subhanallah.
This means that a shaheed, a martyr, he feels very little pain of being killed.
Ji.
Like you do, you a pinch
right.
On the skin of someone.
Allah, right.
That's it.
Allah, subhanallah.
Or like an ant bites you.
Allah.
So that much pain,
Subhanallah.
Shaheed feels nothing more than that.
Allah, subhanallah.
But some who are absorbed in the attributes of Allah Azza wa Jal and in the beauty of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam comes in front of them to welcome them.
Subhanallah.
Then they don't even feel that pinch.
Allah, subhanallah, subhanallah.
Because then they are totally engrossed.
Subhanallah.
So there's no really pain.
Right.
You need to believe that.
Subhanallah.
And how would you believe? Through faith.
Subhanallah.
Through iman. If your iman is strong, you trust in Allah and His Rasul, the words of Allah and His Rasul, then you will have no fear of anything.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
But if that faith is weak.
Ji.
Then there won't be trust.
Jee.
The person wants to test everything first. I want to test. Let me see if it works, doesn't work.
Allah, Allah. And
then there's no time for your result because you're testing. You know?
Jee.
When it comes to Allah and His Rasul,
Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
There's only one option, Allah. And that is trust.
Subhanallah, Subhanallah.
Don't test Allah. Don't test Rasulullah. Don't test what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said.
Subhanallah.
Don't test what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has said.
Ji. Subhanallah.
Just trust.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
And you will get the fruit.
Ji.
And you will see the true outcome.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
This is what is very important.
Subhanallah. 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 A very beautiful word that just trust Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I mean, we don't even have the authority or anything to test Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have no worth at all. So yes, it is our duty and incumbent and necessary on us that we always need to trust Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And this love and devotion we saw in the life of the Sahaba-i-Kiram, and we always saw that whenever it was the time to sacrifice in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Sahaba-i-Kiram were always at the front line because they were engrossed in that love of Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that there was no fear, there was no pain, there was no grief, there was nothing. The only thing they were worried about is, yes, we need to go and sacrifice ourselves, subhanallah. And with that intention, they went in the battle of Badr. Although they were only 313 against an army of 1,000 and, you know, fully equipped soldiers. And these faithful believers, a handful of believers, Subhanallah, their faith was that, yes, we are going to go, either we will kill or we will get killed. There is no running away, there is no going away, there is nothing. Whatever we have, we are going to sacrifice. Subhanallah, and the outcome is in front of the entire world. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted them victory. And the Sahaba-i-Kiram who participated in that battle of Badr, yes, they have a high rank amongst the other Sahaba-i-Kiram. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So this devotion and the love to Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam needs to be pumping every moment in the hearts of every believer. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So Mufti Sahab, because we are discussing, as Mufti Sahab mentioned, that you must not test Allah and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just trust. Can Mufti Sahab maybe give an example for our viewers, our listeners?
One story comes to mind.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
I read in one of the books.
Ji, ji, ji.
Maybe this story is made to give a lesson.
Ji, ji.
To educate that. An alim said, you know, you give 1 rupee,
ji, ji, ji.
1 rand ji. In the path of Allah, you'll get 10. As it is a mafhum of, you know, like one good deed, you get
ji,
10.
Ji, ji.
So he said, okay, let me increase my wealth.
Subhanallah.
So he gave 1 rupee.
Ji.
And now he's sitting and waiting when the 10 will come.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
So it didn't come. The whole day went.
Ji, ji, ji.
And he got very worried.
Ji.
So worried that his stomach started running.
Allah, 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 Allah.
And he ran to the jungle to, you know, to relieve himself.
Ji.
And in that jungle, he found somewhere 10 rupees lying there.
Allah, 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 subhanAllah.
And he picked up and he got happy. He said, no, the news that was given to me by the scholar was right.
Ji, ji, ji.
But he did not give full story.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
He only said, you give 1,
right,
you'll get 10.
Right.
But he did not say that you will suffer. You know, the stomach ji, pain and ji, ji, ji. Stomach running, and then you will run to jungle and you'll
right,
find
right,
it
right.
there.
Ji.
So now, what he was doing actually,
Allah, Allah, Allah.
He was testing.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
He was not trusting.
Allah.
So, I mean, this is just an example to open our minds.
Ji, ji.
So many people try certain wazifa, try certain ways, read namaz, do this and that, so they can get rid of the worldly issues and problems.
Ji.
And many a times niyat is that, you know, let me do it, maybe it will work.
Ji, 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 ji.
Not this way.
Allah. Yes, but a lesson, a very, very important lesson, that we have no authority at all to test Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The only thing we need to do is trust Allah and His beloved Habib. And inshallah, the more you trust, the more you will receive from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So we are coming towards the conclusion of our silsila. And the silsila would be incomplete if we do not speak about Sayyidu Shuhada. I'm referring to Sayyidina Imam Ali Maqam, Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. So if Mufti Sahab could just mention the shahadat, the martyrdom of Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiyallahu anhu, is it like the martyrdom of other people? Is there a difference, or is he exceptional? And likewise, if Mufti Sahab can also elaborate on this word Sayyidu Shuhada, why is Sayyidina Imam Hussein referred to as Sayyidu Shuhada? What is the Sayyidu Shuhada?
See, Sayyidu Shuhada means the leader,
okay,
of the martyrs.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Head of the martyrs.
Okay, subhanallah.
This terminology is used for Hazrat Sayyidina Amir Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, as well as
subhanallah
for Sayyidina Imam Ali Maqam, Imam Hussein radiyallahu ta'ala anhu.
Subhanallah.
Because their pain and their sufferings
ji, ji.
Are very great.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
The way Hazrat Amir Hamza radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was martyred,
ji, ji.
It's very painful.
Ji, ji.
His, you know, his body was cut into
Allah,
pieces.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
You know, distorted.
Ji.
And it caused too much pain to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Allah, Allah, Allah.
And Hazrat Imam Hussain radiallahu ta'ala, his martyrdom is very painful. A lot of people who became shaheed for the sake of truth, for the sake of deen, for the sake of Islam. But the way he became shaheed is totally different. I mean, for days he did not have water for his family, for his children. Whereas the river of Furat was right there.
The Euphrates River.
And for days not eating, not drinking. And small children crying and asking for water. And under that open sun, everyone could see that animals are getting water. Every Tom, Dick and Harry is getting water. But the beloved grandson of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was deprived from that. And the way then they were made shaheed one by one, He had to carry the bodies of so many loved ones, so close to him, you know, his sons, his nephews. And then after all of that, he went in the battlefield and fought. And then he became shaheed. So his martyrdom is very testing, very painful. And not many had this type of martyrdom. And plus being a Sahabi, being grandson of Rasulullah, was granted many beautiful, you know, newses of Jannah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
He's the head and the leader of the youth of Jannah.
Subhanallah,
and then his martyrdom. And his martyrdom was based on haq, on truth. He did not want to surrender in front of a rebellious open sinner. And his whole mission was to establish the deen of his grandfather.
Subhanallah.
The Shariat.
Subhanallah, subhanallah.
And for that there must be a just person. A right befitting person. And Yazid was not befitting person. So he stood up against him. Therefore his martyrdom is very unique. That's why his martyrdom is remembered and it touches the hearts of all believers till today, and it will continue till the day of Qiyamah.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Very, very heart touching. Indeed, this distinguishes the martyrdom of Sayyid al-Shuhada, Sayyidina Imam Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu, from the other martyrs and the other Shuhada, because indeed the pain, the difficulty, the struggle was much, much more compared to other people, subhanallah. And we make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the sadaqah of his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's beloved grandson, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us, our parents, and the entire Muslim ummah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Unfortunately, we have come to the end of today's silsila. And inshallah, in the future, we will be discussing some very beautiful and important points regarding the Ahlul Bayt of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba ikram, and some very, very beautiful topics will be touched, inshallah. I'm sure everyone enjoyed today's topic. Some many, many new things were learned, and new things we got to know, new things we heard of, which we never hear in our life. Alhamdulillah, first of all, we would like to thank Mutasab Jazakallah for visiting us in today's beautiful silsila and sharing with us your beautiful words of wisdom. So join us tomorrow, inshallah, same time. Be happy, stay happy, think positive, be positive. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep everyone happy. We hope to see you soon tomorrow. Don't forget, tomorrow, same time, same place, only on your Madani channel. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Madina, Madina, Madina to Karbala. Madina, مدینہ مدینہ ٹو کربلا.